as Sackville Bryant has been getting on in a florist's, whether it's her thing or not. So flowers for your loved one, or maybe you'll just treat yourself to some flowers on Valentine's Day. I can get on board with that. But what about pets? Do they deserve a Valentine's Day treat? You think of the love and affection that we give them and that they give us. I'm just thinking about the cat. Podger might be treated to a bit of chicken if I can find any in the fridge later on. Not sure that he's going to get a card or anything like that. But we do love our pets. So on the day that celebrates love, are you going to be treating your furry friend of one sort or another? Do you get Valentine's for your pets? Are you that crazy? Let's head to the Dog Bakery and Cafe in Harrogate, where our reporter Rachel is with us for this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Roses are red, violets are blue. In Harrogate, we treat our pet pooches too. That's what I'm saying this morning. We are pausing for thought to think about our four-legged friends. And I'm joined by the Dog Bakery Cafe and owner. The puns won't stop there. I'm sorry, Jonathan. I can't help it. But I'm joined by the Dog Bakery and Cafe owner, Emma. So, Emma, tell us a little bit first about your fantastic window display. It's stunning. Describe it for our listeners.
So we thought January is really quite a miserable month. So we decided to have our window painted with the New Year's resolutions that we normally break every year. So we have a dog on a treadmill, so keep fit. We've got a dog on the floor with empty Prosecco bottles. And we have a dog that's eaten a cake, which we always try and eat more healthily.
And we're celebrating Valentine's Day today. The shop has been really busy. I've had lots of licks, lots of kisses from lots of different breeds of dogs. And people are coming in and buying treats for their pet pooches. Is this something that is new, or has this always been happening?
Well, we've been doing it over a year. I started online, and people love to spend money on pooches. People love to spoil their pooches. And since opening last year, we've noticed the influx of people that just love to celebrate their dogs, whether it's a birthday, Christmas, and Valentine's, Easter. They just love it.
So you've been baking some special treat boxes that quite a few people have come in and picked up today. What's in one of them boxes?
So we have Love Heart Paws. We have the dog's name written on the bone. And it's all, of course, painted in red with little Love Heart tissue paper.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I mean, some of these cupcakes and the bits and bobs here are just absolutely beautiful, Jonathan. And there also is some food for humans here too. We aren't just thinking of our four-legged friends. Some ladies were in earlier. They were on a Galentine's date with their dogs. But this isn't just about, you know, people coming and treating their dogs. People come here and meet who are quite isolated, don't they?
Yes, they do. We have people, carers, who bring people that suffer from dementia and Alzheimer's in because they know that they had dogs years ago. So they just literally want to come in and stroke the dogs that are in the cafe. And it's so lovely.
Everyone's so friendly as well. So, yeah, I'm well and truly sold. In fact, I'm feeling the puppy love, Jonathan.
Dear, oh dear, have you got any more like that up your sleeve?
I've got loads of them, but, you know, we don't have enough time in your show, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, nothing on hand for my pussycat. I'm going to have to scratch around the back of the fridge for a bit of second-hand chicken, am I?
Yeah, dogs only, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. He'll be grumpy about that. Cats get left out. Thank you ever so much indeed. So there we are. The venue in Harrogate, the Dog Bakery and Cafe, that is going all out to help us treat our furry friends this Valentine's Day. Do you actually get, are you crazy enough with your love of your dog, your cat, or whatever your pet might be, to spoil them with something special for Valentine's Day? We'll be talking about the traditional gift.